Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Zeenat Seaman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
And I'm Deanna Mall with D's Declutter.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. Earth Day is just a couple of days away, and so today we're considering some ideas about what to do with the things you've decluttered from your home without sending them to a landfill. So stay tuned. Welcome back to Organizing With Ease, everyone. We're continuing our Spring Refresh series this month, and today we're bringing up something that our clients ask us about all the time. But first, this is our 50th episode. Can you believe it, Deanna?
No, I cannot. But I can say it has been a wonderful journey together. Zeenat, it has been a learning experience, a fun experience. Every episode that we record, it's a continuous learning experience. And it's just wonderful that we are able to share each other's messages to our wonderful listeners.
I agree. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a huge learning experience. I think I'm a little more gray now than I was before we started. But we've learned so much about how to do this. And yes, you're absolutely right. Getting our message out there is what's important. So, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah, it is. And I actually have to say, I mean, I don't know if anyone can hear, but I have a definite smile on my face every time we do record. So it does, for sure, for sure. So again, thank you to our listeners as making it for us possible. And again, this is our 50th episode. So this is really super cool. At least I can, right?
Yay.
We are. Yeah, I know. The episode is 50. Yes. Please, the episode is 50. Yes.
All righty. So we are definitely continuing the Spring Refresh series, and our clients ask us about this all the time, Deanna. Tell us what it is.
Yes. They often watch us take away a trunk full of items to donate from their home. And they wonder, where are you taking that to? And then they wonder, where and how can I get rid of more stuff from my home? And so today we thought we'd let you know about some ideas for what to do with all that stuff that you are decluttering from your home while being responsible and sustainable. We just mentioned donating. Donations can be a wonderful way of letting go of things that you no longer want or need. You can, of course, donate to charitable organizations and receive a donation receipt that you can then use to deduct from your taxes. But you can also donate to family and friends and neighbors. No matter where you choose to donate, though, you should always call the recipient and make sure that they're accepting those items. Remember that if you're sending books to an organization that doesn't accept books, they don't have the resources or manpower to re-donate those books to a place that does accept them. So I'm sorry to say that those books will likely end up in the garbage, meaning landfill, at the worst, in the recycling at its best, which is, right? And we also like to think that you should also ask friends and family members if they would like to take whatever you're offering them before just dropping it off at their house, and allow them a gracious way of saying, no, thank you, if they don't want it. Otherwise, your heartfelt donations to them may end up cluttering their home and never being used, or giving them the burden of taking those items to a donation center. Or they end up with a closet full of what we like to call re-gifting items that never, you know, that's where it winds up, right? And that's what you don't want.
Oh, no, I totally agree. In fact, I was just talking about coffee mugs on Friday to some friends. And, you know, we often go into homes, and even my own, I have to say, when before I started organizing my own home, we had, I don't know how many coffee mugs in our cabinet. And of course, you know, half of them were never used, but all of them had, you know, some special meaning behind them or whatever. And so that's where people get hung up. And we have coffee mug after coffee mug after coffee mug. And so when someone, and I was just talking to someone the other day who said, when someone gives us a coffee mug as a gift, because, you know, we get these coffee mugs filled with fun stuff for the holidays or whatever, they end up keeping those as like, oh, when can I re-gift this to someone else next time? And you're absolutely right. It stays in their homes forever until they remember, oh gosh, I had that coffee mug. I could have given it to that person for their birthday or for Easter or whatever. But also without thinking about, do they really want that coffee mug? Do they really need it? So yeah, you're absolutely right. We need to think about those things. Now, another way to let go of unwanted items is through buy nothing groups or free cycle groups.
I so love them. Love them.
Yeah. Yes. And there are so many options of those now, right? And you're often asked to join a group in your local area. That way, items stay local. That's the whole point of these. No shipping is required, which makes these groups truly no cost. And they can work great if you have large pieces, say, like a bed frame or a really large piece of furniture, and the person who wants it is willing to bring a truck to pick it up. So you don't even have to take it anyplace. It's also a great way to send seasonal decor that you don't want anymore to someone who will actually use it. So you don't have to throw it away. You can offer it up through these groups. I've seen lots and lots of unusual things being offered on Buy Nothing groups and FreeCycle. And people actually take these things. I saw stuffing from inside plush toys, couch seat cushions without the couch, and I even saw frozen foods being offered. So you never know. It's worth a look.
Yes. The things that we find on the internet for sale, right? Right? So another way.
Or for free.
Yeah, for free. Well, I'm just saying, for free, for sale, all of the above.
Yeah.
It's one of those moments in time where you just kind of like the frozen food. I think you got me at frozen foods. So that's why I needed to just take a moment and try to process if I wanted to buy frozen food that way. So another way, which, you know, pre-pandemic was really hot and heavy. And now I think things are coming back to how it used to be, the new normal now. And what I mean by that is garage sales are another method to move unwanted things out of your home. If you're willing to put the work in and your neighborhood allows garage sales, it could be a great way of getting the kids involved in selling their unwanted toys. They can help write price tags, right? Help display the items on tables and help count their money afterwards. You can call it a garage sale, a tag sale, or a yard sale if you got a number of items to sell. And if you don't have that much yourself, maybe you can team up with a neighbor and have a joint garage sale, or maybe even work with your homeowners association to hold a neighborhood-wide garage sale, which would bring in more traffic to everyone. With garage sales, though, remember that you need to have to plan for what want to do with the leftovers afterwards. The last thing you want to do is move all that stuff back into your garage or into your home. Be ready to box or bag up categories of leftover items to take to donation centers. Again, after calling to make sure they're accepting these items. If you're moving or if you're trying to deal with a house full of unwanted items after a family member has passed away, you might consider hiring an estate sale company or an online auction company who deal with a large number of items for you. In fact, when you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, you may want someone there to help you who is less emotionally involved to help set aside the sale, which I'm actually going through right now, Zena, with a client. So I can honestly say sometimes the third party like myself or what you've done with other clients, it really does make us an ease off of that. They may ask you to do some legwork by sorting and categorizing items, and they'll keep a commission after the sale. The best auction houses or estate sale companies have regular buyers, which can help your items to actually sell. So do your research and ask them questions. You really want to work with a company that is very transparent about the entire process.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the final idea that we have for getting rid of unwanted items from your home is selling things through online marketplaces like Mercari, Facebook Marketplace, Poshmark, eBay, and so on. There are so many of them. And I'm sure that you've heard about or you've seen people who literally resell on these platforms as a business. Now, in order for these sales to work, though, you've got to be willing to put in some research time to find out what the market value of the items you're trying to sell is. We often think that our stuff is worth way more than what people are actually willing to pay for it. So before you settle on a price, go on the various platforms and look up your item or something very similar to it to see what it's sold for. Not what other people have listed it for sale at, but what it actually sold for. And then you can make a decision about your price.
Absolutely. So now let us talk about what happens every year on April the 22nd. That is the marks the anniversary of what we now know as Earth Day. This year is the 53rd anniversary. Wow, I can't believe that. And people in more than 190 countries have come together to take action towards securing a greener future for all of us. The Earth Day theme for this year, 2023, is Invest in Our Planet. This theme is designed to persuade businesses, governments, and citizens around the world of the need to invest in our planet to improve our environment and give our descendants a better and safer future. EarthDay.org gives us some ideas on how to do what to do for Earth Day. So, plant a tree, use wildflowers and native plants, reduce, reuse, recycle in the garden. The three R's, right? Clean up plastic in your local neighborhood or local parks. But again, please check events listed in your local community area for cleanups, up-to-date rallies, and so much more. This year, I can tell you that we are going to be planting a tree in our backyard. What about you, Zena? Do you have anything planned with your family?
Well, this year, just a few weeks ago, actually, our town is providing composting services for everyone. So basically, we can go to the farmer's market on Sunday, pick up a compost bin, fill it up during the week, take the compost back on Sunday, and drop it off there. And they will use all of the composting materials to actually compost for us. And it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, like composting myself. And I've never gotten around to it because it is... It takes some work and it takes some planning.
It does.
I've just I haven't gotten all involved in it. And so now all of a sudden this came up and I thought, wow, this is fantastic. So I hope everyone here in town takes advantage of this and we can really do, you know, keep some of those food scraps out of landfills and instead compost them and put them back into the earth, which I think is a great idea.
Great idea.
So this week is also a great time to go through your Easter decor and looking at those Easter basket stuffings that you've got stored to see what you'll keep and what you can let go of. We think that there are two great times to go through your seasonal decor, when you're putting it up and when you're taking it down. So as you're putting things away this year, take a really good look. Does any of the decor look tired and need a refresh or a repair? Are you ready to let go of some of those decorations? And if so, a buy nothing or a free cycle group might be a really good place to start. How do the kids' Easter baskets look? Do they need a good cleaning before putting them away? Take care of those stains now before storing the baskets for another year, or else the stains may set in. And then while you're at it, go ahead and give your Easter decorations bin, the bin that you actually store all these decoration pieces in, give it a good cleaning before refilling it with decor for the next year. You'll be surprised by how much dust and debris can collect at the bottoms of these bins, and you'll be so much happier next year if you take a couple of minutes now to vacuum up whatever's on the bottom of that bin and give it a good wipe down with a little soap and water. Just make sure to let everything completely dry before filling it back up with decorations. And then just check that the label on the bin is still in good condition, that it's legible still, and it's stuck on the bin really well. Thanks for joining us again today. We hope we've given you some ideas for what to do with all the stuff that you're decluttering during your spring refresh, and also some ideas for celebrating Earth Day with your family and friends. We love to hear your thoughts about the podcast, so please send us your questions and comments by email at hello@owepodcast.com and leave us a review. And please follow the podcast so you never miss a new episode. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.